Welcome to the iPod, a new podcast series from Ophthalmology Times where we engage with key opinion leaders in interviews about the latest innovations in the areas of surgery, clinical diagnosis, drug therapy, research, technology, or practice management.
Hello, I'm David Hutton, Executive Editor of Ophthalmology Times. The American Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery is hosting a virtual annual meeting for 2020. I'm joined today by one of its presenters, Dr. Dee Stevenson. Thanks for joining us. Tell us about your presentation.
Thanks, David. My talk is about the early clinical assessment of an aberration neutral, one-piece monofocal toric IOL and its new enhanced optic recovery and its alignment with intraoperative aberrometry or AURA. Its parent lens is the Bausch & Lomb MX60T. And as you know, it's an aspheric lens, same power from center to edge, no induced spherical aberration. So it's really good in post-refractive patients. It tolerates a small amount of decentration and tilt without affecting the quality of the patient's vision. And it's scratch resistant. So it's the same properties as the other lens. So it's really, you don't scratch it by using, when you put it in with the inserter, you don't scratch the material. And it's glistening free. And the new material, it opens about 4 to 5 times faster, about 25 seconds as compared to the old material. And it has a large haptic coverage. It's 110 degrees in the bag contact. So it allows for great alignment or easy alignment and stability and rotation. And it's easy to align with AURA. And I use AURA on just about 95 to 100% of all my cases. And it's kind of cool. These chemists are amazing. You know, the material is the same, but what they did is they altered two of the components. They made one component a little less and one component a little bit more. So what it does is it allows the optic to recover more quickly or unfold, if you will, more quickly. So I shared my first 31 eyes and, you know, my typical workup for all my patients is an IOLMaster 700, the eye trace for higher order aberrations and astigmatism, Cassini for total power, and all the eyes had a potential for 20/40 vision or better. And two of the patients were even post-myopic LASIK. So it was pretty interesting to see how well this lens performed. And 100% of the patients were 20/32 uncorrected at distance, and 100% were 20/20 at distance. But what was amazing with this lens, and remember, it's a monofocal toric, okay? So it's not correcting presbyopia, but in the intermediate vision, 100% of the patients were 20/40 or better, 80% were 20/32 or better, and 70% were 20/25 or better. So what that really means is you could use your handheld devices and not have to put glasses on, you know, at arm's length and look at your computer and look at your computer screen. And then the near vision actually performed quite well too. 63% of the patients were J3 or better. And again, it's a monofocal IOL. So it's very interesting how it sits in the bag or its effective lens position. So it really performs quite nicely. And the other nice thing in these first 40 patients for refractive residual astigmatism, 40% were plano, 7% had less than a quarter diopter of a residual astigmatism, and 53% had a half a diopter or less. So for the first 31 patients, I thought this lens performed quite nicely. And, you know, the properties of the physical properties, again, there was no scratches, there was no glistenings noted and no capsular fibrosis in the first, you know, 6 to 8 weeks of these first 31 patients. Now I put, you know, 200 of these in currently, and it's a great lens and optic recovery is so quick, 25 seconds, it makes aligning it with AURA so much easier. So it really takes a good minute off the time of your surgery, and a minute in a long day. And surgery is significant. You know, you could do several more cases with those, saving those minutes. So it performs nicely. It's very predictable in the eye. The outcomes, the visual outcomes are good. And it's beautiful, pristine optic in the eye. So I'm very pleased with how this lens and the optic recovery is. So it's another nice thing for armamentarium of new IOLs. And it's my go-to toric lens, monofocal toric lens. So I really have had great luck with this lens. The take-home message is, if you can have an IOL that can give you a increased depth of focus, and you don't have to alter it, make it a mini mono, or you set each patient, each eye for plano, first click minus, and they get a good intermediate range, it's a plus. It's like a toric plus lens, if you will. It would be nice if it was predictable. We're still working on why it works in some and doesn't work in the in others, but it's just a really nice lens and it opens quickly. So the recovery is, it's a lot quicker than any of the other lenses on the market. You know, the take home message is try it because you'll really, really like it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the iPod from Ophthalmology Times. We hope you subscribe at iTunes and let us know what topics you'd like to hear more about. Stay connected by going to ophthalmologytimes.com, subscribing to our newsletter, and following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. We'll see you next time.